This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Anonymous X shares a common belief to make a difference and together create a change for the homeless and less fortunate. Anonymous X stands for the personal before the political, raising awareness of the issues of homelessness by sharing personal stories on social media and providing practical support through donations of toiletries, food items, clothes and other essential items. It's not about us, it's about inspiring and helping other people. AnonymousX.com.au. A community service message thanks to Joy 94.9.
It is your second breakfast here on Joy and 94.9. We have in the studio finally one of our wonderful guests. We've got Michelle from Anonymous X, who's come to talk to us about a wonderful, a super fundraising event coming up October the 23rd. So let's have a chat to her about that. Welcome this morning.
Oh, there. Thank you.
Welcome, Michelle. So you're involved with Anonymous X. Tell us about what that organisation is.
So Anonymous X was established in 2013 by Sean Thornton, and it's located in Oakley. And basically what they do is they look after the homeless, the refugees and people who are in crisis in and around Melbourne, offering food, support and clothing and any other referrals that they may need to just, you know, give them inspiration to pick their lives back up again and just give them hope that there's more out there for them.
Yes, I came across Sean through Pets of the Homeless Melbourne, Yvonne, who's wonderful, and I know that Anonymous X has been a really like a hub for a lot of different smaller organisations. Not, you know, charitable organisations that help those who are down in their luck, you know, homeless and having trouble there finding a permanent accommodation and so on. So we had Sean in a few weeks ago now, maybe a couple of months actually, talking on Second Breakfast, and it was really interesting to see just the effort that they go to, that he goes to, and the crisis point really with homelessness now in Victoria.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's close to one, between 1 to 200 people on any given night that is homeless.
Right.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised because a lot of it, you know, is not even recorded.
Yeah.
And so what Sean does, he walks around and he introduces himself, offers all this support, and it's like he's living that life and people respond to that.
Yeah, yeah. He's very humble with it too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He's very amazing. So, yeah, it's been great to support that organisation. So tell us about this event. It's a fundraising event and called Capes and Cocktails. What's it all about?
Yeah, so Capes and Cocktails is a superhero cocktail party raising funds and awareness for Anonymous X.
Cool.
So it's just going to help all the people on the streets, and, you know, each ticket that is purchased through Sticky Tickets, the money is donated to the charity, and it can get them clothing, the food, toiletries that they need as well.
Yeah.
It's on October the 23rd, and it'll be held at the Eureka Hotel, which is on 1 Church Street, Richmond, and it starts from 7 p.m. till 1 in the morning, and it's really cool. We have some live performances from a few different artists. So NJE's flying down from Sydney.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So he's a hip-hop artist. We have Superhoods, which is a hip-hop dance group.
Yeah.
And they were also semi-finalists on Australia's Got Talent. Mayfield, which is a local Melbourne band, is a six-piece band, so they're going to be playing a few songs. So they're really into the funk, soul and R&B. And we also have MC Mr. Big, so also he's also known as Blake Johnson.
Okay.
And, yeah, so he's a dwarf MC. He's a wrestler and an entertainer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool. So he's going to be doing a really good gig, and he's coming dressed up as Super Mario, and then he might do a few costume changes on the night as well.
Tyrion Lannister.
So he's got all these ideas, so you'll have to just come on the night and see what he pulls out.
Oh, that sounds fun, and a fun way to do something that's really important and special for Melbourne now, since we have a crisis.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And it's just really good. I think Melbourne is a very charitable state, and we've had a lot of donations. So we've got some really good prizes and giveaways for people that attend, but also to help the people on the streets as well. So we've been very fortunate with the businesses around Melbourne.
Well, cool. It's good that everyone's chipping in. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Great. Now, Michelle, I was asking you off air your own involvement and how you got to Anonymous X, and also what happened to you, your story. Can you briefly tell us what brought you here?
Yeah, well, a few years ago, I ended up close to homelessness. I was in crisis accommodation, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be placed in a home.
Okay.
The reason is because I had a son with me.
Okay.
The public housing list is so long, it's so hard to even get housing these days. So there's a lot of people who are waiting for homes. But, yeah, so they put me in crisis accommodation. It's truly an experience. You see life differently and you appreciate everything that you get. So there's a lot of support out there for people who are in that situation. But at the same time, there's a lot of people who are not aware of what's on offer. So the charity organisation Anonymous X, that's where they come in, and, you know, they just help to let people know what's out there, who you can speak to, what's on offer, where to seek help and support.
I mean, when so much is going on and you're losing everything, it's been pulled out from under your feet, the last thing you're thinking about is, well, who can help me? Is there any organisation that, you know, it's not going to cost me anything and they can help me out and tell me where to go, doctors, referrals for housing lists and so on.
Exactly. So, yeah. That's exactly right. And look, there's a lot of people out there that don't ask for help. And I feel that, you know, this is what it's all about, is to ask for help for in any situation that you're in, because there is support out there.
The Melbourne Period Project provides care, support and sanitary products for homeless women, a little dignity for those most in need. You can help provide women with this basic necessity. Next time you're at the supermarket, buy an extra pack of sanitary items and donate them to this amazing charity. Packs are available from local community distributors and drop-off points are listed at melbourneperiodproject.org.au. A community service announcement brought to you by Joy 94.9.
Yeah, it is. It is a good shock that there are a lot of groups popping up, and also discovering different groups like the Melbourne Period Project. They're also wonderful, distributing free sanitary and toiletries for women and trans men. So who are homeless. So that's really a good thing too.
Absolutely, and this is what this event is all about. It's just to raise funds and awareness.
Yeah,
for the disadvantaged community in Melbourne, and just to make a difference.
Exactly. And that's a hashtag two people. So if you head to our Facebook page, the Facebook page My One and the Queer Geeks of Oz One, you'll see a photo there and all the links that you need, including the Anonymous X website and everything. Just tag over there. That's what you do. Now, getting back to the wonderful fundraiser, Capes and Cocktails, on the 23rd, you've got a special announcement to make, actually, which is very exciting. Something for Joy listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're offering all Joy listeners 20% off tickets. There's three different tickets that you can purchase, and it's through stickytickets.com.au. And so there's a VIP package. You get finger food, one free heroic cocktail. So there's 15% off, costume hire, lots of giveaways as well, plus the live entertainment. And we also have a silver package, which is just your entry and your cocktail and general admission. So there's three different types of tickets that you can purchase, and there's 20% off for all Joy listeners.
Cool. And so what do they have to do to get that discount there for this charitable fundraiser?
Yeah, so they just have to log on to www.stickytickets.com.au and find the event Capes and Cocktails. So you enter the special code JOY in capital letters.
J-O-Y.
J-O-Y. And then you're entitled to your 20% discount. That's it's for a limited time only. But with all the support, what we're going to do is try and bring the superhero Captain JOY to life on October the 23rd. So we'd love all the support we can get.
And so, Captain Joy, what's this all about?
Well, we believe that Joy FM is a superhero of its own kind. It's the voice for the gay and lesbian community. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that you're entitled to your own superhero costume. So we're going to create Captain Joy.
Cool.
To attend October 23rd.
Well, that's going to draw people. Hopefully Joy listeners are hearing that now, and it's wonderful. So just go to that stickytickets.com.au, and if you want to be involved and go along to Capes and Cocktails' fundraiser on the 23rd, you just have to type in the Joy code, which is J-O-Y, to get a discount. And that's great. Thank you so much for just jumping in and doing that.
Oh, thank you, guys. You so much for having us here.
That's awesome. Cool. Are you going as a superhero?
Well, I've got my own anonymous name, Mimi Feeks.
Yeah, what superpowers do you have?
All kinds. Multi-talented.
Multi-talented, multi-skilled, definitely.
There's too many costumes to choose from.
It is hard. I think there's over 300,000 superheroes. Anyway, that'll keep us busy.
Definitely.
All right, well, good luck with everything. Thanks so much for coming in, Michelle.
Awesome. Thank you so much. X.
See you all listening to Sonia here on Joy 94.9.
Quirkics of Oz brings you PAX. October 30 to November 1, get your geek on, queers. It's a panel about video games, fun and games, women and games, and representation.
And
much, much more. With Dillstick,
Sonia the Screamer,
Lawrence Stardust, and more. Only at PAX 2015 in Melbourne Town. PAX. Get along to it.
Packs.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.